Creative Process. The instructor of the class is Ms. Newton, and the class is made up of 8 students in the fall of 1974. The students are Janice DeBach, Glenda Heyer, Rachel Rice, Loretta Holm, Carmen Kinney, Sue Cochran, Bruce Myers, and Barbara Hale. To introduce our tape, we're going to tell you some of the things that will be covered by the individual students as we go along. First of all, we will define for you the creative, what is creativity. Then we will talk about the creative process. Then we will talk about why we should have creativity in the preschool classroom, how we should have creativity, and when. And then, before the conclusion, we will talk about the results of possible activities of creativity in the preschool classroom.
What is creativity? I'd like to give you several of the definitions that different students have of creativity. Creativity is using your imagination to be an individual and to produce something that is truly your own through many ways. Creativity is building or inspiring something, tangible or intangible. Creativity is a time when everyone uses his own imagination and personality. Creativity is using energies to construct new ideas for use in different areas. Creativity is where one who on a moment's notice will be able to construct something that is either completely constructed with the essential materials needed or impromptu materials that are handy. The object should give the child either a learning, amusing, social, or spiritual experience, or maybe a combination of any of these.
I'd like to give you some definitions of creativity according to outside resources. Creativity is anything that significantly deviates from the norm. It is also wondering, observing, and figuring out, imagining. It is also involvement of original thinking to cope with life, to solve problems. Creativity is born from curiosity in the child. The child provides the want to, the adult provides the how to. Creative learning is learning because you are motivated inwardly and outwardly.
Now we're going to talk about the creative process. A helpful and important way to stimulate a child to express his creativity is through the environment which is presented to him. This environment should be relaxed and unstructured, allowing the child to do his own thing, allowing him to express his individuality, free from limitations set upon him. His environment should encourage creativity, comfort, small chairs and tables, if used, and plenty of room, a cheery, bright atmosphere brought on by the use of colors and enthusiasm by the teacher. Easily accessible, easily handled materials, and plenty of those materials with a variety, will reduce frustration and boredom both for the child and the teacher. A teacher's attitude and behavior are important factors to consider in promoting creativity in a child. A teacher can help to foster a relaxed, free, and uninhibited atmosphere by showing kindness and love, by being patient, tolerant, and having sympathy and understanding. The teacher should always be enthusiastic about activities and never critical about a child's work.
Activities and gear. There are many different categories for activities, but here are 3 basic categories. The first comes under the title of methods. There is paint and paper, modeling and construction, music, drama, and puppetry, along with storytelling. Then you can have fun and easy toys to make, and scientific experiments, games, and outdoor activities. Another category is holidays. These are not along with our national holidays so much, or our state holidays, because for the preschooler, they don't always understand a particular type of holiday. So here are listed just the most important ones. There's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Valentine's, Easter, Columbus Day, 4th of July, and Washington's birthday. Perhaps the easiest category that we can use is the one on seasons. And this is the broadest, as it allows each individual to create a number of things. There are our four seasons: the fall, spring, winter, and summer.
A child's response to creativity. Creativity brings a feeling of freedom. It serves as an outlet for energy. It really lets them be themselves. It helps them use their imagination.
Why should there be time in the curriculum for creativity? Well, first I'd like to mention six reasons we covered in class. 1, to help the children think freely. 2, an outlet for energy. 3, expression of themselves. 4, to develop imagination. 5, to encourage competition. And 6, to get a good idea of school. I think working in the school atmosphere inspires creativity in the home. Working together on these things not only can take place at the school, but at home with their brothers and sisters, they can foster the same feeling that they had in school, sort of a competition spirit. And this is a reason, maybe it's not the most important reason, but some parents are too poor to buy good toys for their kids, and they should learn to use these materials at the school. Basic oil painting and other things they use at school. And the child should definitely discover his capabilities. I don't know what better way they can be than using them in school. He has to first discover what he can do, and this is a good way. I liked it when I was young at school, splashing all those neat colors on a clean sheet of paper. The teacher shows them in front of the class. Boy, I made a big mess, but I was proud of it. She showed it up there. It fosters a competitive spirit, and I always thought mine was the best.
I'm going to be talking on how creativity should be allowed in the classroom and when. Suppose that you were going to be teaching colors to a preschooler for the first time. The questions that you would ask yourself would be, how do I teach colors, and will I teach one color, more than one color at a time? Things to take into consideration are, use what you have in the environment. Use pictures that symbolize certain colors. Use objects. Use paints. Let a child use color in an activity. Or maybe you can place some balloons in the classroom. One question that is always asked, can creativity be taught? It can be encouraged and allowed, but it cannot be an activity that is actually taught as a subject. When to allow creativity in the classroom. Creativity teaching happens when the teacher becomes involved in the learning experience. And creativity learning is when the pupil becomes involved in the learning experience. When working with preschoolers, remember to use shape, size, color, and number. And also, a structured situation isn't the best for a child. He needs a relaxing atmosphere to learn academically. And things like Thanksgiving and other things like that, you can just adapt, and these are good times to teach creativity.
In giving the pupil a time of creative activity, it allows the already wiggly preschooler an outlet for his energies. In such an activity, it allows him to express his natural curiosities and his unending imaginations. In doing this, it makes a student think clearly on his own. What he is going to do is his own creation, and he has to think ahead of the possibilities of what he is going to do. He no longer has someone standing over him telling him what is right or wrong. There are no rights or wrongs in the creative situation. With this kind of atmosphere, it makes every effort seem worthwhile, especially to the child who is told so often, "No, no, Johnny, don't do that." The biggest thing of all is that he is involved. So often in their young lives, they are told that they are to go and find their own friends. A lone child is often left to look on while others are having fun. Because the child has no question about becoming involved, are being put into question about what he is doing, it takes the unending competition away between students, which brings fears and stifles creativity. Because of this situation, it allows the pupil to develop on his own time patience, accuracy, adaptability, and most of all, a peaceful sense of accomplishment.
And herewith, we bring to a conclusion the delightful discourse and contributions of the students in the Children's Creative Activities class. It has been wonderful to hear their different remarks, and although some of them thought that there would be a great deal of redundancy, I think that listening to this tape will prove that there is not that much redundancy, but that there are a lot of ideas and inspirations on the part of the students, aside from the things that they gained in class.